Welcome to Get Taboo, the podcast, where we explore the strange, the intuitive, and the unexplained. Here is your host and companion into the mysterious side of life, psychic medium Feather.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Feather. Welcome or welcome back to Get Taboo. Today, we've got a taboo truth for you. I want you to come sit with me. Grab your coffee, grab your tea. I've got mine. Come sit down for a minute. Maybe 15 or 20. I just want to preface this by saying it's not a lecture. This is more of a big sister talk. The kind where we sit down with our drinks. We have a little music going in the background. We look at each other and we say, look, I say, you know, we need to talk. I have something to say. Because I love you too much not to. Today's taboo truth, your body is not the enemy. I'm going to have a sip. And we're going to keep going. Okay, so first of all, if you don't know me, I'm a very straightforward, no-nonsense kind of person. I like to bring levity to most things, but we're talking about things that are taboo. How is this a taboo topic? We don't like talking about ourselves, and we definitely don't like talking about ourselves positively. We don't like talking about us and the things that we don't like about us, at least not often. We like to ignore those things. We like to block it out. We don't like to pay attention to those things. So today's taboo truth is that your body is not your enemy. But the way you talk to it, the way you ignore it, the way you shun it, the way you quietly put it down or even overtly put it down by how you speak to others about it, how you speak to yourself about it, that's the part we don't talk about. And we need to. We need to bring awareness to this. This is something that we do. A lot of people do. Body image, self-concept. We're bringing awareness to this today. Because if someone spoke to your best friend the way you speak to yourself, internally and externally, about yourself, you would absolutely not allow it. I wouldn't. I would not allow it. You'd step in. You'd say, excuse me? You would protect them. Most of us would anyway. But when it's our own reflection, we let it slide. Like, let's be honest. How many times have you looked in the mirror and immediately scanned for flaws? Like you're looking for flaws. You're not going in to say, wow, that's great lipstick today. Your eyes are bright and beautiful today. Your hair looks good. Most of the time, we start scanning for flaws. Oh, I got to make sure that my makeup is done right. Oh, I got to make sure that I'm fixed. I got to make sure that everything is right. Not, oh, hi, beautiful human. Your awesomeness. Not, wow, I'm alive. I'm awake. I'm alert. I'm aware. Not even neutral. Like, meh. You go straight to critique. Now, not everybody does this, but there's, I'm going to have to say, 75% or more that do this. You go straight to that critique. My stomach is gross. I'm flabby. I'm fat. I'm too thin. I don't have enough, you know, whatever. My skin looks terrible. I'm too pale. I'm too dark. I hate my arms. I got flabby chicken wing arms. Why do I look like this? I need to lose weight. I need to gain weight. I look tired. I look old. I have too many wrinkles. I have too many. Oh, I need to take a deep breath and have another sip of coffee. We're just having a conversation today. And for those out there in podcast land, I do not edit my content. It is filmed live, unedited, uncut, raw, and real. What you get is what you get. And this is a big deal for me because I hear so many people talking bad about themselves all the time. I will just sit and listen. I can be out in the world shopping or at a family gathering or at a friend's house. It doesn't matter where I'm at. I hear these things everywhere I go. And I want to tell people, shut up. Just shut up. Stop it. Cut it out. You're damaging yourself. You're treating yourself like the villain. You're villainizing yourself. You're hurting yourself. You're harming yourself. You're not loving yourself. And sometimes it's not even loud. Sometimes it's that quiet sigh where you recognize when you look in the mirror, oh God, I look fat today. Oh, I look horrible in this outfit. Oh, I do not look sexy or not, you know, I just, you know, you get the ick. You may not say it out loud, but you're doing it internally. You're thinking it. That subtle disappointment. That tiny internal flinch that you look and your thoughts create a thought. You think a thought and then you go, ugh, oh my God. You know, just, and you turn away. Turn away from the mirror, walk away. That's self-rejection. Did you know that? That's self-rejection. And when I started writing the notes for this podcast episode, I don't know if I've ever said the words self-rejection before. Definitely self-worth, definitely self-value, definitely self-love, self-respect, self-worth, self-value. Yes, because that is part of what I coach, what I teach. And I've been a psychic medium here on the internet internationally, in an international audience for over a decade. But I'm also a success and wellness coach. I put the coaching in the tarot readings because I want people to see what they're doing to themselves. When I started writing this for the podcast script, self-rejection, dang, that hit me pretty hard. That's self-rejection, but it is. You're turning away from your own mirror. You're not even backing it up with, it could get better, or it's okay for today. Maybe you do, but most of us don't. And if you're the one listening to this and it's resonating for you, we've normalized it so much that we don't even realize we're doing it. But it doesn't stop at words. We don't just criticize our bodies mentally. We ignore them. We criticize our bodies mentally. And we vocalize it to other people or to ourselves. Excuse me. We ignore our bodies. We ignore our needs. We override them. We silence them. We shun them. We turn away. We don't look in the mirror. How many of you don't look in the mirror? Your body says, I'm tired. You say, push through. Your body says, that hurt. Your body, you know, you say, you're being dramatic. Oh, you're just being dramatic. You're too much. Maybe it does hurt. Maybe you are tired. But your body says, I need rest. Do you listen to it? You say, not today. We have things to do. We got to get this done, that done, and everything done, and all of the things and all of the stuff. Your body says, I'm overwhelmed. You say, get it together. Your body is saying, I'm overwhelmed, I'm overstimulated, I'm too stressed, I'm too anxious, I've got a lot going on. You're like, get through it, get through it, get through it. But are you taking time to actually do anything to assist yourself to get through it? You say, get it together. That's not discipline. Although we have to push through sometimes and we have to get through what we got to get through in life. But do you actually take a moment to take care of yourself? To actually truly tune in to yourself. I'm not talking about hair and nails and new makeup and spa days and things like that. I'm talking about tuning into self. And connecting with what you truly need. And doing things that can truly benefit you in the long run. Or in the short term. That's disconnection. And self-rejection, what we do to ourselves in those moments. And I'm not saying that to shame anybody. I've done it myself. I'm saying it because most of us were taught to live from the neck up, or we are taught to be by society, by our friends and family. We're trying to keep up with others. We're trying to keep up with what society is doing, you know, people on social media, things like that. And we're not tuning into ourselves. You know, we're looking for validation and we're looking to be like others. We're not celebrating our own uniqueness, our own bodies, our own amazingness that we were built to be, that we were designed genetically and created just the way we are. Can we change those things? We can change things about ourselves. But a lot of times, things don't change when we're trying to change them about ourselves, about our bodies. Because we haven't accepted where we are. We haven't accepted that we do these things to ourselves. And it's important to say, this is where I am. This is something I do. And I accept that. Somewhere along the way, I learned how to do this. And that's where I am. And that's it's okay. I can't change it right now, but I can change it moving forward. I can learn a different way. I can do things differently. I can speak to myself differently. And we'll get into that in a minute. A lot of us were taught that our body is something to manage or control or to shrink or to tone or to fix or to hide. Some of us were taught that our bodies didn't matter, that they were meant for other people to enjoy, not for us to enjoy. You know what I'm talking about. We were taught that hunger is weakness, that softness is failure, that aging is a problem, that weight is morality, you know, that beauty equals worth. Let's stop. Let's just stop right there. Who told us that? Because babies are not born hating their thighs. And there's a lot of people out there that are thigh people. Toddlers do not stand in mirrors judging themselves, their stomachs, their backsides. This was taught. This was modeled. This was absorbed. This was something we picked up along our trail at some point, somewhere. We learned to talk to ourselves this way from culture, from media, family comments, friends' comments, other people's comments. Locker rooms, diet talk at the dinner table, magazines, comparisons, social media filters, blah, 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 blah. Right? And now it runs automatically in the background. And we don't even recognize that we're doing this half the time. Probably not at all. And here's the truth. Your nervous system needs to hear. Your body has never been against you. Your body is not the enemy. Never. It has been protecting you since the day you were born. That's what your body does. That's what your nervous system does for you. When you were anxious, it tightened to let you know, you tightened up, you tensed up. It did that to let you know something was up, something was off, and they did that to keep you safe. When you were hurt, it numbed, or it patched up the hole, or it you know, clotted over. I know that's so, I'm sorry. But it patched up to fix the thing that was broken. That's what your body does. It patches things, it fixes things, it repairs things continually. When you were stressed, it stored the energy because it thought there was danger. And then, you know, when there was heartbreak, it physically ached. Because you love deeply, but your body wasn't sabotaging you. Your body was letting you know something was there. Something was off. Something was wrong. That you needed to be aware of it. So that you could work on it, release it, or acknowledge it. Okay? Your body's not sabotaging you. If you're in pain, if you're hurting, if you're overweight, underweight, your boob's too big, the boob's too small, you have no tushy, whatever it is. It's responding. It's adapting. It's surviving. And instead of saying, thank you for trying to protect me, thank you for being who you are, you say, why are you like this? This is the big sister tone. The preachy tone. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. So instead of appreciating our heart for beating without us telling it to, our breath and our lungs to breathe and oxygenate our system without us telling it to. It does it naturally. It handles it. Our body is so unique and divine and amazing, and it's so intricate. All of our cells are talking to each other. All of our systems are talking to each other. They should be. And we don't have to do anything. We just do life, and we ignore the awesomeness that we are built to be. And then we're going to talk shit about ourselves. What a shame. What a shame. Why are you like this? Why are you so big? Why are you so round? Why are you so heavy? Why are you so little? Why are you so short? Why are you so tall? Why are you so this, that, and the other? Damn. That's harsh. But imagine working for somebody who constantly criticizes you. And if you do, maybe you should consider that employer or reconsider that employer. But imagine working for somebody who criticizes you every day, constantly, ignores your needs, doesn't pay you on time, and only acknowledges you when you looked perfect or when you did something right for their company, when you made them a lot of money. Oh, you did a good job today. That sucks. I'd want to make sure that my bills were getting paid. If I'm there showing up, doing a good job, I look good, I look professional, I handle my business, I make you money, I should be getting my paychecks on time. I should be getting paid for what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's how many of us treat our bodies. We withhold kindness until we earn it. We withhold kindness until we earn it. I'll love myself when I lose 15 pounds. You ever said that? You heard anybody else say it? I'll wear cute clothes when I tone up or I lose weight. I'll take pictures when I look better. I'll feel confident when I this, that, or the other. I'll go on that vacation when I this, that, or the other. I'll get on the beach when I this, that, or the other. I'll go out on a date when I'm this, that, or the other. When what? When you become a smaller version of yourself or a more perfect version of yourself, when you look like someone else, when you finally win the invisible approval contest. Oh, I'm getting so sarcastic and sassy, but it's true. And I'm bringing it to the forefront today because these are topics that we don't like talking about. You know, you want to look like a Kardashian? Cool, go ahead. But I would really love for you to accept who you truly are and improve your self-image because you're made and created and designed the way that you are. You want to change that? Cool. But start with acknowledging self and appreciating self and then go from there. So when we finally see the hard truth for ourselves, it's not fun. But you might be like, Feather, you're right. I didn't realize I was doing this. Sometimes we don't realize we're doing this. Sometimes we are the hardest people on ourselves. We are the worst people to ourselves. A lot of times we are ruthless. We are cruel. We are negligent. We are hateful. It's true. It's fact. The algorithm may not like those words, but I don't care. It's fact. And if you talk to yourself with disgust now, you'll talk to yourself with disgust 15 pounds from now, or 15 less pounds from now. But this isn't about weight. It's about worth, right? And worth does not increase or decrease based on body size, texture, tone, or age, babies. But let's go a little bit deeper, okay? Sometimes it's not just criticism. Sometimes it's neglect. We abandon ourselves. We don't check in. We don't go to the doctors when we know we should. We don't take care of our teeth. We don't take care of our hygiene. We don't ask ourselves, how am I feeling? And really truly tune in to how we're feeling. We scroll through our phones instead of sensing what's going on in our bodies. We scroll through the phone and try and figure out what everybody else is doing and who's liked my post today and my outfit today. Am I this, that, and the other? Or we're checking our email or doing the things and doing the stuff instead of scrolling through and sensing what's going on inside of us. And that's okay. We numb instead of noticing. We ignore ourselves and wait for someone else's validation of self. We want other people to validate how we look. We want other people to validate how we are, who we are, how good we are at something. When if we tuned in and we scrolled through and sensed this and took accountability for ourselves and how we feel, we wouldn't need other people's validation. We'd be validating self because we would be basing our validations on our own sense of self-worth. And if your sense of self-worth is shot, it is shit, it is trash, it's trash, then you're not going to care. And that may be something that you learned a long time ago. Something you picked up along the way. But you can change that. Okay? We distract ourselves instead of listening to ourselves internally. Right? And then we wonder why we feel disconnected from our bodies. Why our bodies aren't listening to us. Why we're in pain. Why we're doing this, that, and the other. Why isn't my body working? Why? Maybe you have something that's been going on for a while. But maybe that something is a dis-ease from something that you didn't address a long time ago that you should have. Not everybody. You know, some people have legit stuff going on that just came out of nowhere. But if you ignore those things and not take care of them, things will happen in a negative sense, or things will worsen. Things won't necessarily improve unless you're doing something mentally, emotionally, physically to improve those things for yourselves, right? We wonder why we're disconnected from our bodies. We wonder why we're disconnected from our family members and our friends and our relationships. Can you kind of see here, if you ignore a friend long enough or a family member or a partner, or you ignore the needs or the communication and the things that go along with relationships, the relationship is shit. It weakens. It's not great at all. The same things happen internally. You know, the quiet exile, the shunning, right? You feel bloated, so you hide. You gain weight, so you avoid mirrors. You break out, so you cancel plans. You age, so you shrink your visibility. You know, we exile ourselves from our own lives, our own social circles, our own happiness, and our own joy. And that's not self-improvement. That's self-rejection. Again, self-rejection. And here's the part of that. Here's the part that makes me overly protective, big sister, feather intense. Your body's carried you through every single thing you've survived. Every single day of your life. It doesn't ask for much. It's carried you through every heartbreak, every stressful season, every sleepless night, every grief, every sadness, every celebration, every risk, everything. It has stayed. It has shown up. It continues to do so, even when you were mean to it, even when you starved it, overworked it, ignored it, criticized it, compared it, complained about it. It stayed. Here it is. It's right here with you. And that deserves respect. Not perfection. You're not perfect. No one is. It deserves respect. And what if instead of asking, how do I make my body look better? You start asking, how do I make my body feel better? Yeah, I'll wait. I'll wait and I'll have a little bit of coffee on that one. What if you stopped saying, how do I make my body look better? How do I look better? How do I look more successful? How do I change my body and my body shape? And start asking yourself, how do I make my body feel safer? How do I make my body feel better? Feel safer? Because so much body hatred is actually nervous system dysregulation or things that have been learned throughout your life that has created this blame and shame and guilt trap that you keep yourself processing through, if this is resonating for you. And when you feel out of control in your life, your body becomes the thing you try to control because it's the only thing you got. If a bad relationship happens, if you lose your job, if this, that, or the other, you feel out of control, you start beating up on yourself. You start taking it out on you, or you start trying to control that. Well, you should lose weight. You should this, you should that, you should the other. Right? And when you feel unseen, you try to become more acceptable. You put yourself out there on the dating sites, going out all the time. You know, you spend time with everybody else, or you're active on social media looking for validation when you really need to take time with yourself. You need to see yourself. I mean, it's nice to go out and celebrate, have time with friends and family and all that stuff. But when you feel unseen, you want validation. You want people to see you, right? So you dress up, you look good, you do this, you do that, you do the other to be accepted by others. When you feel powerless, you focus on shrinking. You hide. You don't take accountability, or you don't take action towards going out. It feels productive when you're trying to get out there and be seen and be accepted. And it feels productive when you're safe hiding at home instead of socializing. It feels like you're doing the right thing. And maybe you are. And that's cool, because that's what you've learned. That's what you've taught yourself. That's where you are. And that's okay. But it's often protection. And here's something else, taboo. Sometimes we speak badly about ourselves before anyone else can. We show up to a party. Someone says, you know, someone says, oh, that dress. Yeah, I know. It's not great. It's not wonderful. It's the only thing I had in my closet. And they're like, no, it's gorgeous. You look amazing. But we automatically go to worst case scenario. Why do we do that? It's preemptive rejection. No, I know I'm not going to look good. I know. I don't have anything good to wear. I don't have anything nice to wear. But when you show up, everybody's complimenting you. Oh, I can't go to the party because I don't have anything nice. But when you actually do show up to the party, everybody's like, oh my gosh, you look great. You look amazing. And you're like, eh, whatever. If I insult myself first, it won't hurt as much if someone else insults me. Self-rejection. You're protecting yourself from other people's rejections. Understood? You got it? That's not confidence. That's armor. And I get it. I've done it. Armor keeps you safe. Armor kept you safe once from something that happened at some point in your life, but you are allowed to put it down now. You're allowed to learn how to see yourself differently and treat yourself differently. And let's talk about how to shift this, because we're done talking about that. I think you get the point. I hope you get the point. And I hope you choose to shift it for yourself or help someone else shift it. If you know a friend or a family member that does something like this, you know, be gentle with them. You know, maybe send them the link. for the podcast. Yeah, here you go. You might enjoy this. Let's talk about how we can shift this. Not with toxic positivity. Not with I love my body affirmations you don't believe deep down inside at all. Because you wouldn't be doing this stuff if you did love your body. If you did love yourself. If you did treat yourself well. Or excuse me, if you did, you wouldn't treat yourself this way. You would treat yourself better, right? Let's do this with neutrality, with respect, with gentleness. Instead of, I hate my stomach, try, my stomach is part of me. It's who I am right now. And that may change. But I can be okay with that. I'd like to be okay with that. Instead of, I look awful, try, I'm allowed to exist in this body today. I'm allowed to exist in this world today. I'm allowed to exist, period. Instead of, I need to fix this, try, what do I need right now? What do I need right now? Oh, I got to fix this. I got to fix that. I got to fix the other. No, what do I need right now? How about some self-love and compassion? I'm going through a thing internally. My body is having a pain. My body is having some stress or overwhelm or anxiety. Maybe I need a day off. Maybe I need to take some time for me. Maybe I need therapy or counseling. Maybe I can do something for myself, like take some time to tune in. And you may want to check out my podcast episode, Overwhelmed? Touch your heart. Or put your hand on your heart. I can't remember which one it is, but it's in there. And when your body says, I'm tired, maybe listen once in a while. And take some time for self. Okay, when it says I'm full, you honor that. When it says I'm overwhelmed, you pause. This is relationship repair for self-relationship. This is no longer rejecting self. This is self-appreciation. Because that's what this is. You and your body are in a relationship, and your relationship sucks right now. And it cannot thrive under constant criticism and neglect. No relationship can. So let me ask you something. Gently. If your body were a younger version of you, maybe 5-6 years old, and he or she heard everything you say internally about yourself, do you think he or she, child 5 to 6 years old, would feel safe with you? Or would he or she feel like they have to earn your love? Or would they question you? That question changes things. When we sit with that, we reflect, and we know what we've been doing to ourselves, talking to ourselves about, saying to ourselves inside and to other people, but it may be worse when we're alone, right? That question changes things for us. So I want you to reflect on that. Your body is not your enemy. Even if you have some things that are going on, you know, some physical ailments, some diseases, some things, it's still something that you can change your thoughts about and how you speak about those things that are going on with you. Yeah, you know, you may have one leg. You may not be able to walk. But what can you do? What other things can you do? What else about you can you appreciate? You know what I mean? I get it. Everybody is not in the same place or space with inside of themselves. And they're not dealing with the same things all the time. And some of us have issues that are really intense and really severe. I get it. But we can still talk to ourselves in better ways, right? It's not a you're not a project. You're not a project. You're not an inconvenience. Your body is your home. You are your home. And you don't demolish your home because the paint chipped. You care for it. You reinforce it. You speak kindly inside of it. I hope you do. You rest inside of your home. Right? You decorate it with compassion. You make it you. You give it a you-ness, right? And yes, you can still have goals. You can still want to feel stronger and healthier, and health is valid and growth is valid, but self-hatred is not a prerequisite for change. In fact, sustainable change almost never grows from shame. It grows from care and compassion and empathy and sympathy for self. So here's the shift I want you to experiment with this week. Notice how you talk to yourself. Just notice it. Okay? No judgment about the judgment. Awareness first and foremost. And every time you catch yourself shunning or criticizing your body, pause and say, we don't talk to ourselves like that anymore. That's a thing of the past. Not because you're delusional, but because you're done being your own bully. Right? We've been bullying ourselves for far too long. Your body is not the enemy. It's your teammate. It's been working overtime for you. It's been working overtime for you your whole life. And maybe it's time to work with it instead of against it, and appreciate it instead of degrade it, diminish it, downplay it. And maybe it's time to work with it instead of against it. Again, work with it instead of against it. And if no one has told you lately, you're allowed to take up space. You're allowed to age. You're allowed to change. You're allowed to soften. You're allowed to rest. You're allowed to appreciate yourself. You're allowed to be seen before you feel ready. You're allowed to exist without apology. You know, and the truth is you're allowed to feel however it is you want to feel and speak to yourself however it is you want to speak to yourself. But those of you that are ready for a change and a true shift, I've got something for you. Give me just a moment. I'm going to finish this up, but I'm going to offer you something at the end of this podcast. The taboo truth, or another one, the war was never your body. The war going on inside of you, creating that the enemy version of you and your body, the war was never your body. The war was the voice that told you it wasn't enough. The war is within yourself and your thoughts and your beliefs, or the beliefs that you picked up along the way from someone else. Excuse me. I'm having a throat chakra reaction because this is, I am psychic medium, and this is going to be very, this part right here is very touchy because this was something that I dealt with. You know, I was called, oh my gosh, I apologize. From a young age, I was called fat. I was called an ogre because I'm almost 5'10". Growing up in high school, ogre. I thought I was beautiful, but when you're being told that you're constantly that you're fat, that you look like a pig, that you are, you know, you're train wreck basically, I took that stuff on, and I diminished my own light. I allowed myself to feel bad about myself, talk shit about myself, just like everybody else was, right? But it doesn't matter what anybody else says. It does not matter what anyone else outside of you says. It matters what you say, because what you say goes, because your body is built and designed to listen to you. And if you somewhere inside have taken on that, oh my God, I'm this, or oh my God, I'm that, or that belief, because you've heard it somewhere down the road or somewhere along the way, you can shift that. Your body will listen to you, but you've got to be able to stop the war going on inside of yourself first, up here in your head, and how you feel about yourself. And that's where it starts first. You could decide the voice. You get to decide that that voice, that negative voice, doesn't run this house anymore. The house, your home, your body. So today, Hand on your hearts for a second. Take a deep breath. Exhale. All right. And instead of asking your body to be smaller, prettier, tighter, different, better looking, whatever, ask it, how can I support you? That's where the healing begins. How can I show you love? And how can I truly show up and nurture and cherish you? You don't have to be perfect. But that partnership, that relationship with yourself needs to change and shift. Your body's never been the enemy. You can actually be friends. You can actually cohabitate and you can actually enjoy each other and be pleased in this life and live less struggle and feel so much better and feel so much safer within self and in the world when you change that relationship inside of you. It's been your protector this whole time. It's been helping you, guiding you, and caring for you this whole time. And I think it deserves a kinder leader, or I think it deserves a kinder or a more respectful treatment. I know you're an amazing leader for yourself and your life, but let's be more respectful, nurturing, and kind in how we treat ourselves. There it goes again. Let's be kinder to ourselves and how we treat ourselves and speak to ourselves. And if you would like, I am an EFT practitioner, EFT tapping, emotional freedom technique. And it's absolutely amazing, amazing practice. It's magical, but it's science backed. It's very easy. Anybody can do it anywhere. All you do is use a couple fingers to tap on acupressure points, specific points on your body. If you would like to try it out, I have a free EFT tapping course. It's a 5-day tapping course. And I tell you what it is. I tell you how to do it. And we start tapping from day one. It is on my website, nourishhealllive.com, my healing website, but I'll leave the information, the link in the description for you to check out. And one of the biggest tappings, because what we're doing is we're thinking about and taking ourselves through an emotional thought process, and then we're tapping on those meridian points, those acupressure points, to release the things that we've done, the ways that we've thought, the limiting beliefs that we've had. Within minutes, we can release the charge of those things, how we feel about ourselves, the things people have told us. We can release that stuff, the traumas, the dramas, the shunning, the feeling not safe, the judgments, the self-respect, the disrespect, all of it. We can release it. And one of my favorite tappings is I am enough, and it's on the 5th day of the tapping course, because we don't realize that it's something deeper going on inside of ourselves. But if you've listened to this whole podcast, I think that you might have some, it might bring you some benefit and give you some relief, and I hope that it does. Make sure you leave your comments in the comments section. Let me know if you enjoyed the show today. And don't forget to check out the links in the description to go over and get your free EFT tapping course. It is for you, and you can use it again and again and again and again and again, and to get yourself moving forward away from this kind of treatment of yourself, this kind of behavior. It's a habit, but habits can be broken. They can be changed, and EFT tapping can help us do that quickly. And I love each and every one of you. Take care of yourselves. And until next time, I'll see you in the next one. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Get Taboo. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it, follow the show, and submit your own story at gettaboo.com. I'm your host, Feather. Stay curious and stay just a little bit taboo.